We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe and Chaim Yaakov ben Binchos Eliyahu. We are in Bava Kama Perachas Mishnah Hamaka Aviv Imo VaAsa Behem Chabura. This Mishnah is speaking about a case where you actually made a chabura in one parents. You made you did injure them. You did cause their person to them to bleed, or at least there's a wound. There's a black and blue mark that was made through the injury. So therefore, you're potentially chayiv misa for that. VaHachovel B'Chaver B'Shabbos, or a person who wounds his friend on Shabbos. It's not Yom Kippur. This is where you would be chayiv Misa for such a thing. So pata mikulan, he you pata from nezek tar ipur sheves and boshes from paying for injury. You pata from tashlumin goes to the famous principle of kum lebe deramimine, and you give the harsher punishment, which of course is misa. Now this would be true though, even if there was no hasra, no warning, or it was done b'shogeg. Nonetheless, you're going to be pater from Tashlumin, because as we said, the famous Tana de Bechizkia, who tells us that we treat Shogeg like Mezid, since the potential for Misa is here, the exemption of Tashlumin of payment is here as well. So that's true when it comes to wounding one's parents, comes to doing making a Chabura on Shabbos, you're pater from the Tashlumin, the B'nai says, Mishnah says, Mishnah Chu, Nidon, B'nafra, because potentially you would be Chayiv Misa's based in. V'achovel bevid kanani shelo, pater mit kula. But a person who wounds his Eved Kanani, he's pater from everything. In the previous Mishnah, it says when it comes to an Eved Ivri, so you're chai for everything except Shev, except unemployment. Obviously, you don't have to pay for that if it's your Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani is your property. So everything that would be paid, if someone would wound the Eved Kanani, so everything comes to you, the master. So therefore, if you, the master, wound the Eved Kanani, you're pater from everything. The Rambam has an interesting question regarding a person who's Chovel B'Shabbos. Why he should be putter because of Kamle B'Durabimine. Is he really Chayav Misa for wounding on Shabbos? And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chovel Perek Dalad, Halacha Ches, he asked the question. He says, V'halochovel mikalkalu, I quote, a person who's chovel, he's doing something destructive. And the principle in Hilchos Shabbos is, V'chol ha-mikalkalin b'Shabbos, anyone who does something destructive, he's pater mimisa, maybe chayiv midrabanan, but doing a destructive act of the laws of Shabbos is not mechayiv you. V'lama nachshav zeh hachovel avon sheish b'misas based. And why should we consider the person who injures someone that he's done an avera for which is chayiv misas based, and therefore we employ the principle of kam lebidrabimine, that he's pater from payment? So he answers the following. Hoil v'asa nachas ruach li'itzru hara. Yes, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara wanted, he was angry at his friend. He wanted to hurt his friend and wound his friend. So this is not a good thing. A person should not be angry. And he should not be carrying this out. Nonetheless, since he chove b'chavero did give an achaz, it did calm him down and made him feel good that he injured his friend. Hariu kumitakin, we view that action as if it's a tikkun, something constructive. V'nimtza avon misa, therefore the punishment is misa, and therefore lefikach pater mitashlumin. Perek ches mishnah lav. Hatokeh l'chavero nosein lo sela. Person tokeh, question what that means. Some say you actually blow like a horn into your friend's ear. Tokeo or may mean that you person punched, use his fist to hit his friend's ear. Maybe he just hit him on his ear or next to his ear. Either way, says the Mishnah, in telling you what the boshes payment for this is, just the boshes alone, no sein lo sela, you have to pay him a sela. And this could be, maybe there's no other, maybe there's no tsar, maybe there's no, obviously there's no unemployment, the person could work after that. Person, maybe there's no nezek, his value is the same. There's no mark on him, and he's able to continue working. Nonetheless, and his value is the same. Nonetheless, and maybe there's no tsar either, but boshes there is, so you have to pay a sela. How much is a sela? So sela is 4 dinar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishur, Magosi, Aglili, money. You pay a lot more than that. Not a sela, which is 4 dinar. You pay money, which is 100 dinar. Some claim that this discrepancy is a little bit strange. Such as an extreme discrepancy. You have one says you pay the boshes, the embarrassment payment is 4 sela, and the other says 100 sela, and therefore there's a suggestion in the Rishonim that the 4 sela is where the victim is a poor person, so the embarrassment is not as much. And the hundreds, that's the 1 sela, rather. That's the 4 dinar. And the 100 dinar, the money, is where the victim is a wealthy person, and therefore the embarrassment is more because it's more of a chash of a person. Different opinions about that. Then the Mishnah says, staro, no sein lo, masayim zuz. Person slaps someone on his cheek, you pay him 200 zuz for debay boshes. That's the value of the boshes. La'achar yod, if you did it backhand, with the back of your hand, which is more of a bizayon, osein la'arbeyav zuz. That is 400 zuz. That's the payment of boshes. Tzaram ba'ozno, let's say a person pulled his friend's ear. Or talash b'sara, pulled his hair. Or rakak v'higia b'roko. Or if he splitted him, and the roke touched his body. I will just make a parenthetical point. If it touched his body, but if it touches his clothing, we view that like verbal, where a person says something verbally to someone, which is hurtful, which is embarrassing. That he's not allowed to do that, but nonetheless, you don't pay for boshes. So the same thing would be true here. Only when the spit. Reaches the person's body itself, not his clothing, is when you're going to have to pay boshes. So on this list, once again, a person pulls his friend's ear, pulls his hair, spit at him, and his spittle reached his body. Or heavier taliso mimenu, he pulled off his outer garment, or para rosha isha bashuk, or someone uncovered a woman's hair in public, in the marketplace. In all of these cases, no saying abba meozuz. That is the value. Pay 400 zuz just for boshes alone. Zahaklal, then the Mishnah gives a rule, akolofi chvodo. Everything is according to the person's kavod. Kala, that's the general principle when it comes to boshes. Hakolofi hamavayesh hamisbayesh. All depends on the person doing the embarrassing and the person who was embarrassed. But the point here of this line in the Mishnah here, when it says Hakol fi chvodo, is to say that this is the upper end, meaning that we assume that these prices, these payments, are for people who are mechubad biyoser, people who are very dignified. So that's why a very dignified woman is going to get paid 400 zuz if her hair is uncovered in public. A less dignified, and maybe less. Same thing when it comes to pulling someone's ear or pulling their hair. All depends on the person who's doing the embarrassing and the person who is embarrassed. This is, as we said, these are the higher payments of where the person is an adam chashuv. Then the Mishnah says, Am Rabbi Akiva, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. As opposed to the Tanakhama, who just said the rule is Hakalufil Chavodo, all depends on how chashuv the person is. Rabbi Akiva, no, it doesn't. These are the payments for everybody. Afilu Anim Shabi Israel, Roino Samkilu Heim Bene Chorin, Sheyardu Minichseim, Sheheim Bene Avram Yezchok Yaakov. He says, even poor people, poor Jews, we view them as if they are free people who just, meaning miyuchas people, very dignified people with wonderful lineage and great chashivos, who just happen not to have a lot of money right now. But that doesn't change, should not change the value of the compensation for boshes. After all, aren't they all the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So whether you're mechubad or not, everybody's mechubad. And therefore, 400 zuz for these cases would be the payment, even if the person is poor. And then they tell a story with Rabbi Akiva to support Rabbi Akiva saying, "Umaisa be'echad shepara rosho isha bashuk." It's a case where a man uncovered a woman's hair in the marketplace. So here, according to the Tanakhama, do you pay 400 zuz? Depends on how dignified the woman is. So my boss, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, the case came in front of Rabbi Akiva, v'chiv only tain la arba meozuz, and Rabbi Akiva said, Mechayv was this man, he was liable to pay 400 zuz. So Omar lo, Rabbi tain lizman. So this man said, listen, Rabbi Akiva, give me a little bit of time before I have to pay. And what he wants to show is that this woman is not dignified at all. He certainly shouldn't have to pay the higher end of 400 zuz, and maybe not at all for a boshes. What were you trying to do? So this was the plan. Vanasa lasmash, Rabbi Akiva said, okay, I'll give you some time to pay. Shamra omedes al pesach chatzeros. Shimra. So what did he do? He waited a little bit of time until he saw her omedes al pesach chatzeros standing at the opening of her courtyard. Then what did he do? Vishavar es hakad b'fona, and he broke a pitcher in front of her. Uboki Isar Shemen, and there was a little bit of oil, Isar as a coin, but the point is that there's a little bit of oil that was in this earthenware vessel that he broke right in front of her. So she saw, look at that, there's oil that's on the floor now, the cod, the pitcher cracked, and now there's oil that I can take. Gilses Rosha, Bahisa Mitapachas, Umanachas, Yada Rosha. What did she do there in public? She took off her, uncovered her hair. took off her kerchief and took a little bit of oil to put it on her hair. Took then smeared some of that off, put it on her hand, then put it on her hair. Umanachas yadar rosha, in order to smear the oil on between her on her hair. Hamid Allah Adim. So what did this guy do? This guy purposely planned this whole thing, and he wanted to show had Adim there who were able to testify that this is what she did. She uncovered her hair in public, and look at what she did just for a little bit of oil. Obviously not a dignified woman at all. Ubalifne Rabbi Akiva, Omarlo Rebbe Lazuani Nosin Abamizuz. These people testified about what this woman did, and therefore this person who had embarrassed the woman to begin with on the cut of her hair in the shuk in public previously says, I have to pay this woman 400 zuz. But she was mezalzel herself. She disgraced herself to uncover her hair just for a little bit of oil. Obviously, she's not makpid. She's not makpida on her albizyona, on her embarrassment, on her dignity. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva said, Lo marta klum, that's no claim, no taina at all. You know why? Because hachovel ba'atzmo afal pishena rashai. A pater, a but, a chaval acherim shechav lubo chayavin. He says, but, like this, he said, let's say a person wounds himself. You're not allowed to do that, but nonetheless, you're called a chote. Yeah? We know that from the Nazir. A Nazir is only mitzar himself from wine. We say, v'chiper alav me'asher chatal anofesh, we consider that considered a sin. So certainly you can't injure yourself. Nonetheless, you're putter from being paid from basin. The basin is not going to hold you accountable for that. But nonetheless, achem shechavubo. But that same person who was willing to punch himself in the face, if someone else punches him in the face, chayavin, they have to pay. Or the hakotes in the tiosof, person who cuts down his trees, his saplings. Afal pishena rashai, he's not allowed to do that. The fruit trees is an issur of Baal Tashchis. Nonetheless, pater, he's pater from, why is he pater? Because he can say that I did it for my own good, or I have a reason to do this. But achem shekatsu es nitiyosef, so other people cut down his saplings. And the next day, this another person walks into the backyard, cuts down his trees. Chayiv and Lasham, they have to pay. So the same thing is true when it comes to Boshes. Even though he's a person is willing to be embarrassed himself, nonetheless, others embarrass him, Chayiv to pay, according to what the Chachamim have established. Same thing, this woman who may have disgraced herself by uncovering her hair on her own to get pleasure from the oil, nonetheless, since you uncovered her hair, you Chayiv to pay, and it's 400 zuz because we assume all Jews are dignified.